Because James said, in many things we all fail, in many things we all offend. We have to just be honest with this. I was coming out of our little apartment the other morning. It was early, and our workers on campus were just going to work. And two of the young ladies on our staff were going down the walk, and they saw me coming, and they said, "Pastor, are you in a hurry?" I said, "I'm always in a hurry." But they said, "Are you in too much of a hurry?" I said, "No, I'm not in too much of a hurry." They said, "Would you talk with us a minute?" I said, "Yes, what about?" They said, "Would you believe what we want to talk with you about?" I said, "Not until I hear. So tell me what you want to say." They said, "We want to talk to you about forgiveness." I said, "What aspect of it?" They said, "We want to talk with you about the aspect of where we live day by day by day and the things we do in our lives that bother us. What does God do with them?" And I was really shocked, because they were college-age kids, and we're in various schools across our country in Canada. They said, "We would like to know what to do with those things." Well, I said, "It's not difficult." They said, "It isn't?" No, I said, "It's not." I said, "God has already made a provision for that. And because God has made a provision for that, you can be encouraged this morning, and you can go on your way to work this morning, happy in your hearts." And I told them about this lovely verse that all of us could quote this morning, that the Lord gave through John in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That was not written to sinners. It was written to Christians.